covering and living water. Please, sir, the woman said, give me this water, then I'll never be thirsty again, and I won't have to come here to get water. Yahushua, Jesus, told her, go and get your husband. So, many women nowadays are insistent on living what they believe to be is a modern lifestyle. A lifestyle that is designed to make women feel empowered as a woman. So, I'm here to tell you in this episode that it is the height of deception. Independent, anti-Torah female lifestyle is what is robbing women from the living water that Messiah desires for women to have. I'm not coming from a theoretical standpoint. I'm coming from the standpoint of seeing this come alive, the truth of Yah and covering and the living water coming alive in the life of women who submit to the way of Yah. Get a covering and start to experience the true love of Yah through Yahushua. So I'm saying to all of you women, those of you who are without a covering, the Messiah is asking you, where is your husband? A woman's lack of covering affects her ability to receive the living water. This is a fact. Men and women in the church have fallen prey to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, like immature children being tossed and blown about by every wind of new teaching, being influenced when people tricking them with lies that are so clever they sound like the truth. You can read that in Ephesians 4, chapter 14, because this is what Yah put the apostles, the prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers in the body for, so that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. The fact of the matter is that Yah gave woman to man. And we see that in Genesis chapter 2, where Yah God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and then man became a living being. But Yah said that it was not good that man should be alone. So he made a help meet for him, a help who was perfect for him, taken out from his own rib to help him accomplish and do that which God had commanded him to do. Yah God gave woman to man. That truth has never changed. Yah has never changed the design or the purpose or functionality of man or woman. So now this comes to my next point. Yah blessed them. It doesn't say that Yah blessed the man and then he gave him the woman, or that Yah blessed the man after he gave the woman, in that he blessed him alone. It doesn't say that Yah blessed the woman aside or separately from the man. The scriptures in Genesis chapter 1 verse 28, it says, then God blessed them and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth, subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. Yah blessed them together. Stop trying to attain the blessings of Yah outside the will of Yah, outside the design and order of Yah. Women, get covered by a man who is devoted to Yah and get blessed. Speak unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for a house. we know that the Messiah is our Passover lamb. So the conditions were set from way back in the first Exodus. And just as an added example in this precept, on the day of Pentecost, the gospel of salvation was preached to devout men out of every nation under heaven. You can find that in Acts chapter 2, verse 5. Woman was created and designed to help man. The man is responsible for woman. So man, cover your woman and get blessed. Every man listening, you have an obligation, as Christ has an obligation to the church, to cover your woman so that the blessings of God can come down upon you and your household, you, your wife, your children, and those who are afar off. So now, after Yahushua, Jesus had asked the woman to go and get her husband, she responded and said, "I have no husband." But Yahushua, Jesus, said to her, "You have well said, I have no husband, for you have had five husbands, and the one whom you now have is not your husband. In that you spoke truly." So let me make this clear. This statement from Yahushua, the Savior, Jesus, our Passover Lamb, our Redeemer, our soon coming King, was not just an indictment against the woman. It was an indictment against the five men she had dated or had sex with or became one flesh with. The men who absolved themselves of their God-given responsibility. So, Yahushua, who is the one coming to judge the living and the dead, for every idle word and for every action done in the body. Those five men, and even that sixth man, if she never got married to him, those five men will be tried, judged, and whatever Yahuwah was to say with regards to their actions with that woman, as a whoremonger. Because Yahushua very clearly said there, "You've had five husbands." So that was five men who he sees as should have had responsibility for that woman. Does that absolve the woman of any responsibility? Of course it doesn't. But it doesn't absolve the men. And that's one of the points that I'm trying to say and make here. Messiah wants you to receive the living water. Messiah wants you to receive the living water. But are you too focused on receiving water from earthly wells? Is your mind, is your heart on the water from this earth that you are continually trying to get blessings or things from this earth, that your mind is set on things below, not things above? Your mind is set on the waters below, not the waters above. Think about this. Paul the Apostle said in Romans, or to the Romans, "Should we keep on disobeying Torah so that Yah can show us more and more of his wonderful grace? Of course not. Since we have died to life without Torah, how can we continue to live a life breaking Torah? We are absolutely saved by grace, but that is through faith. We heard the gospel, the word of salvation, we believed, and then by obedience we fulfill the terms and conditions required by being baptized in the name of the Father Yah, his son Yahushua, or Yisayah, and the name of his set apart Holy Spirit. In the same way that when a baby is born, the life of breathing air starts immediately. The life of law, Torah, obedient living by grace through faith, starts as soon as we exit the water of baptism. Torah is essential to your life as air. Torah is as vital and beneficial to your life as water. You must be born again. And that's not me saying it. That is Messiah Yahushua, Jesus Christ. You must be born again. Yahushua, Yesiah, aka Jesus, is the living word of Yah, and he wants to give you the living water. He wants you to give you the living Torah, which is the living water, the holy, set apart spirit. Even Paul himself said that every man, every woman, there's the whole, the standard of Yah was, and man and woman, was laid out in Genesis. He brought the woman to the man and gave the woman as a gift to man. A woman is never meant to be uncovered from cradle to grave. She's meant to be covered by her father and then go from the covering of her father to the covering of her husband. Without that, the living water is staying where it is. If you can show me in the scripture where she received that living water, if you can show me, then you would have shown me that the Torah, the law of God, the structure of God with God, Christ, man, and woman has been changed. But Yahushua said to the woman from the beginning, go and get your husband, because the blessing came from the beginning to them. On the last day, the climax of the festival, Yahushua, Jesus, stood and shouted to the crowds, anyone who is thirsty may come to me. Anyone who believes in me may come and drink. For the scriptures declare, rivers of living water will flow from his heart. But I say to you all, there is an order. Where is your husband? Where is your covering? That you may receive the living water. Shalom, love, and blessings.